Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly R/ am I the butthole, more like R/ I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/. Welcome to R/ Am I the Devil? And this is a new subreddit, which I'm actually excited about because these stories are pretty good. This has no connection to R/ Am I the Butthole or R/ Am I Wrong. It just kind of sounds like it based on the title. Basically, this is a curated subreddit where they take stories from other subreddits, kind of like R/ Best of Reddit or Updates, except the posters on these posts are awful human beings. One of the problems with Reddit is when someone makes a post and they are clearly in the wrong, people will downvote that post into oblivion, so you never see the post because they don't have any upvotes and they never make it to the top. Alternatively, a lot of people will delete their posts out of embarrassment after getting blasted in the comments. So this subreddit is a chance to see the worst of the worst human beings that Reddit has to offer. I cheated on my wife while she's pregnant, and now she won't take me back. I want to start off by saying that I found out my wife posted on this subreddit, and she'll no longer speak to me, so I'm here to try to get her to talk to me. I cheated on my wife when she was pregnant. Twice, and then I did it again stupidly after she gave birth to our son. I was stressed, and the coworker was right there. We got to talking about life and how hard her divorce was. She's been lonely, and I was feeling lonely since my wife was bedridden. And I needed someone to talk to because my wife was always asleep. She just wasn't feeling well enough to act like a wife. My wife won't speak to me or text to me whenever I try to talk about us. She just completely ignores me unless I talk about our son. And she won't even text me. She communicates with me through her mother. Her mother threatened to call the cops if I came by anymore. So I have no way to reach her except through phone or me making my case here on Reddit and pleading with her to just talk to me. Has anyone been in this situation before? And what can I do to make her forgive me? She told me that she doesn't tolerate cheaters. And I had a lapse in judgment and I made a mistake. And I just want to fix it and work on it. Steph, if you're reading this, I'm so sorry. And I'll do whatever to get you back. I love you. I'll buy you whatever. I'll never leave the house again. Just come back and stop the divorce. I will not sign the papers. Yeah, come on, Steph. The poor guy just made 3 consecutive mistakes back to back to back. Steph, maybe if you hadn't been so selfish, being sick and pregnant and eventually giving birth, one of the most painful things any human being ever has to endure, then you could have spent more time making sure your husband was happy. So, digging through the comments, I've discovered that the 3 consecutive mistakes took place over the course of 8 months. So this guy had plenty of opportunities to think about it, maybe think, okay, this is probably not a good idea to cheat. Nah, just went right back to it. I think the only mistake this guy actually thinks that he made is getting caught. Our next Reddit post comes from r/thepassportbros. And if you don't know, a passport bro is typically someone who goes from a richer country like America or England to a poorer country in order to pick up women. Would World War III balance out dating globally? This might get a lot of hate and downvotes depending on your views. Long story short, I used to ride for Uber, and I picked up hundreds and hundreds of people. I picked up multiple different older guys and gals too. Somehow, one way or another, the conversation would lead to them talking about how my old man served in World War II and ended up finding a gorgeous woman from country such and such and got married right away at home since all the men were dying and gone. Now, to clarify, I don't want World War III to start, but if it were to happen and it had the same damage as World War II with the lower younger male population down, wouldn't it basically fix or restore dating? What do you guys think? My dad and I had a long road trip. The conversation went to me talking about how dating in the US just sucks right now. He even said, your generation really needs a war. I think he's right. A lot of guys in my generation just smoke, drink, and play video games all day. And if a war were to happen, maybe it would help with my generation's outlook on life. But of course, a war is nothing to be proud about or hope for. OP, how do I put this? Maybe the problem isn't that dating is bad right now. Maybe the problem is that you're the type of person who wishes for a war leading to the deaths of millions and millions of people just to slightly increase the odds of you getting laid. I kind of feel like this guy must have hit on a girl and the girl said, not even if you were the last man on earth. And he's like, actually, what if I were the last man on earth? What if every single man died horrifically? They would have no choice but to suck my d***, right? Our next Reddit post comes from r/relationship advice. I'm a 27-year-old woman, and my 24-year-old boyfriend blocked me for renewing my lease. What can I do to make things up to him? I'm hurt and betrayed. My boyfriend is a great person, and we've been together for 3 years. My boyfriend is very frugal. I would say too frugal. He graduated with a degree in computer science, and he's been making decent money since he graduated. When he graduated, he used the FHA loan for a humble but small townhome. I'm someone who differs in that I like luxury. Last year, I got a nice high-rise apartment in a major metropolitan area and signed a 14-month lease. With that, my rent was $4,100 a month. Eventually, with other bills, I wasn't able to afford it. My boyfriend's mortgage is really cheap because his place is extremely cheap. Mind you, his townhouse is only a 2-bedroom. My apartment is only a 1-bedroom, but that's what you expect. You're paying for the view, it's near the top, the concierge, and the luxury experience. My boyfriend and I had a talk because I needed his help. He would cover half of my rent, and then I would either move in with him or get a cheaper apartment. I could even stay in my same apartment building and switch to one of the cheaper rooms. I would have moved in with him, but not at his place. He agreed that he could move, but we still couldn't find a place that worked for both of us because he's so cheap. Anyway, I realized that him and I would be getting married soon, so it's better to renew my lease and enjoy the high-rise, nice luxury for one more year. I was dreading telling him, but last night I told him. He was pissed. He said, "So you expect me to pay half your rent again?" I told him, "Well, obviously." He said, "Have you considered that I like nice things too, but it's hard to do that when I'm sending you $2,500 a month?" Wait, hold up. $2,500 a month is not half of $4,100. That's half of $5,000. Does that mean that OP told her boyfriend that it's $5,000 a month and she's pocketing the extra $900 and he thinks he's paying half? Anyway, sorry, I just had to point out that detail that I noticed here. He said, "I would work with you if you were just bad at managing your personal finances and try to teach you. But it's worse than that. You're just selfish and you're trying to take advantage of me." I was angry at him accusing me of just trying to take advantage of him. That's not true at effing all. I love him, and the fact that he said that hurt. He just hung up and blocked me everywhere. I'm gonna head down to his townhouse today so that we can talk about this. Any suggestions? All right, hold on. Let me look through the comments because she didn't even mention the possibility of him moving into her house. I mean, if he's paying half the rent anyways, isn't that logical? Then he could rent out his place. Is it because she literally just doesn't want to? She wants the place all to herself? Let's see if I can find out. She worked as a bartender? Okay, hold on. Let's assume this is New York. Bartender salary in New York. Because it sounds like New York, right? She says big city, high rise. All right. The average salary for a bartender in New York is $15 an hour plus tips. It says the average is $43K. So yeah, there's no way. Even if she only spent all of her money on just that apartment, she still couldn't afford that apartment. Okay, unfortunately, I couldn't find out why he didn't just move in with her. This woman is nonetheless unbelievably deluded. What's crazy about this is that on paper, this guy seems like a catch. He's got a good degree. He owns a house at the age of 24, super responsible. He's willing to give an ungodly amount of money to his girlfriend. $2,500 a month is, what is that? That's $30,000 a year that he's just forking over to his ungrateful girlfriend. So this guy's actually a catch, and she's spoiling it by being spoiled. I hope the dude breaks up with her and realizes that he can do way, way better than her because he's a catch and she is a spoiled brat, essentially. Our next Reddit post comes from r/relationship advice. I'm a 28-year-old man, and I was manipulated into cheating on my wife, who's 28. How do we move forward through our relationship? Hey, Reddit, I'm going through a tough time in my marriage. It all started because recently I entered a depression. My wife and I both have very demanding jobs. Recently, I had a new project that had me working longer hours, and that's what started my depression. Now, going through my depression, I started confiding in my coworker about how I was feeling. I thought I could trust her as a friend, but she knew that I was in a vulnerable state. She took advantage of my state, and this led to an affair. My wife found out, and we're going to counseling Monday, but this month, our marriage is on the ropes. I've been trying to get her to understand my depression and how low my mental health was, but she doesn't want to hear it. All right. In the comments, predictably, people are blasting OP because he's just not taking responsibility. He said he was manipulated into cheating and he confided in a friend who just happened to be hot, I'm sure. That's completely incidental. Of all the people to confide into at work, he picked the hot girl. Anyways, after getting blasted, OP says, "At the end of the day, I was the one who cheated. It's my responsibility." That does not absolve that woman for taking advantage of someone she knows is going through a dark time. Our next Reddit post comes from r/advice. My fundamentalist Christian parents are telling my wife not to reconcile with me. My wife and I were married for 4 years. During that time, I had to open up our marriage. My wife agreed, but kept acting jealous. This led to me filing for divorce. Throughout my 6 months separated, I gained a greater appreciation for my lovely wife. Modern day dating is disgusting, even if you date overseas. A lot of women will pretend to like you for money. It's honestly disgusting. I didn't have to worry about that with my wife because she makes around the same as me. Slightly more, actually. Last week, I realized the love we have is special and decided to attempt reconciliation. She agreed, but unfortunately, my Christian fundamentalist parents are trying to undermine me. They're trying to convince her not to go through with it. My parents even told her, "We love our son, but he's not a good husband." I expected this from her parents, but my own parents? When I told my parents to stop meddling in my relationship, they blocked me. I had to call them back using no caller ID just to speak to my own dad and mom. This is disgusting. All right, okay. So someone dug through OP's post history, and before this, OP also posted this. My wife is ruining our marriage, and I don't know how to fix it. We have an open marriage, and her jealousy is showing. My wife and I have been together for 5 years, married for 2. She's been my rock. Last year, I realized that monogamy is not for me. I wasn't someone who had a chance to just have that fun phase, if you know what I mean. My glow-up was late, and I started going to the gym and advancing in my career, so I had women interested in me who before wouldn't even look at me. I was honest with my wife and told her that we need to either open up the relationship or get a divorce. She was hurt, but I told her that I never got to live like others did, and she chose to stay and allow me to do that exploration. I told her that it wouldn't be emotional, just passionate hugging. Her actions are not following her words, and she acts extremely jealous and possessive, and it creates arguments. I've had to remind her that she should leave if she can't respect my boundaries. What really set me off is she told my parents, and they're fundamentalist Christians, so you know how that works. My weird religious family is on her side, and they've been annoying me by telling me to stop. It's a lot, so if anyone can help me, this is starting to stress me out, and I'm writing this before work instead of drinking my coffee. Poor guy, he's so stressed out he hasn't even had a chance to drink his coffee. I don't like to diagnose people on the internet because it's so hard to judge based on just a simple post, but this guy might actually be a bona fide narcissist. It's all about him and what he wants, and he just literally expects everyone to bend over backwards to accommodate what he wants. His wife is the villain for not letting other women sleep with him. Other women are also the villain for not wanting to sleep with him. His parents are the villain. Everyone's the bad guy, except for this dude. He just wants to enjoy his coffee and have his dick sucked in peace. Our next Reddit post comes from r/advice. I was with my first wife, Amanda, for 8 years, and we have a beautiful daughter. Unfortunately, during our marriage, I fell in love with someone else. That woman ended up cheating on me and leaving me. I tried to maintain a friendship with Amanda because even though I realized I didn't love her, she was still my friend. Anyway, I was talking to a mutual friend, and she told me that Amanda put herself out there and went on a date? She's been talking to this guy! After we got off the phone, I called Amanda, but she didn't answer. So I texted her, "We need to talk." Amanda eventually calls back, and I ask her about our daughter. Our daughter spent the weekend at my parents' house. She told me that she'll pick her up in the evening. I told her, "This is a serious question. Are you still in love with me?" She said, "Unfortunately," with an attitude. I said, "Then why would you think it's a good idea to date right now?" She got angry and said, "That's none of my business." I told her I'm coming to you as a friend. Dating while still in love with me is not going to help. She said her therapist said that it's time to put herself out there. I told her her therapist sounds like a horrible therapist. She told me to shut up. She said, "Do you know how much this impacted me?" She said, "I loved you and always tried to be a great wife for you, and that wasn't good enough." I interrupted her on the phone and just said, "Amanda." I then told her, "I get it. When Marie left, my second wife, I couldn't even finish my sentence before she said, 'You're an effing prick.'" She hung up and blocked me on Facebook. I don't know. I'm trying to look out for her because she's the mother of my child. Yo, this dude, this guy. It's okay for him to sleep around on his wife, but it's not okay for his scorned wife to go on a date. This guy wants to have his cake and then also cheat on his cake with other cakes and then not let anyone else eat his first cake. This guy's so stupid. Also, I love how he frames when he cheated, he says, "Unfortunately, I fell in love with another woman." But when the other woman cheats on him, he says, "She cheated on me." So it's only cheating when other people do it. But when he does it, it's just falling in love. Kind of romantic, really, when you think about it. That was r/AmITheDevil. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.